Good morning, wherever you may be listening to the latest, the greatest episode of the Go DJ Radio, hosted by your boy, the one and only Official Dom J, aka ODJ. What's good, world, man? This is the holiday episode of the podcast. I know it's been a minute. People wondering, damn, Dom, what's going on? I know, right? I know. But this podcast is now available on Spotify and Apple Music, so, you know, had to wait that out. That way I could get it to everybody so they could have more options of listening to the kid and finding the show. And we're going to get into it right after this short commercial break. The holidays can be a time where you find yourself navigating a mental minefield of making travel accommodations, trying to see family, friends, all in a certain time frame, if you're off work or do you have to work through it, all of the things that get thrown into this time of the year, you know, people getting caught up in decorations, the amount of food, leftovers. It's this whole crazy fiasco, man. Because eventually, the more trips you make, the more you feel like you're obligated to take a plate or something, or you gotta eat at almost every location. It's really crazy, the generosity, the love, you typically feel it, but it's so capitalistic at the same time, if you think about it. Most traditions end up being in that fashion, but alas, the holidays, definitely a good time to see family and friends if you can, you know, reflect back on the year, go ahead, get that jump on it. Folks like to be already making plans for 2019 around this time of the year. I'm already in the year 2020. Shout out to the folks with the future vision, you know what I'm saying? But definitely switching it up a little bit can be a good thing for you. Switching up the location, the climate, the temperature, you know what I'm saying? Nothing ever wrong with that. Doing really what works best for you and your significant other if you got one. I do, and we'll be doing that for the Christmas holidays, so looking forward to that. Later up, we have the sports segment coming to you shortly after this commercial break. Litter boxes, toilet exteriors, tubs and shower walls, finished hardwoods, sealed granite, stainless steels, got a mess? New 40% thicker cleaning, 2 times better Clorox disinfecting wipes can get the job done. They kill 99.9% of virus and bacteria, staph, E. coli, MRSA, salmonella, strep, kleb, kill cold and flu viruses, all of that with Clorox disinfecting wipes. In sports, I'm looking at college football championship week taking place this Friday, Saturday weekend. We already had the Pac-12 championship winner, Washington, in what will probably be the lowest scoring Pac-12 championship game in recent memory. I believe it was the first to have a 0-0 shutout at halftime. Washington won that one 10-3. Today we're slated for some good games. You got the Big 12 championship, Texas and Oklahoma. Texas gave Oklahoma their only loss of the year earlier. The line is Oklahoma by 9. I do like them to get their revenge in this game. I'd take them straight up. You got Memphis and UCF playing in the American Athletic Conference. That's a really boring game, I'm sure. With UCF coming in number 8, 11-0 this year, I definitely think they'll go ahead and make that 12-0 because that conference is pretty weak. You got the Mountain West championship game at Fresno State and Boise State. You got the line with Boise by 1, so it's pretty much a toss-up game there. I don't really watch Mountain West football, don't care. You got Northwestern and Ohio State kicking off the Big Ten championship later tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Ohio State should win that one by at least 2 touchdowns. You got Clemson and Pittsburgh in the ACC championship at 8 Eastern on ABC. Clemson should win that one by at least 4 touchdowns. People really want Dabo to start covering the spread there. It's a pretty rich people problems going on in Clemson. And what I think for me will be the highlight game of the day, other than the Big 12 championship, definitely going to be the SEC championship, obviously. Kicking off 4 o'clock Eastern on CBS, Alabama and Georgia. The line is Alabama by 12. Pretty small cover. I take them to win that one by 2 scores. I want to believe in Georgia, but I cannot believe in the state of Georgia athletics. If you know me, we've been over this. This is nothing new. Thank you for tuning in to the Ho Ho Holiday episode of the official Dom J Radio Go DJ podcast. It'll be posted on Spotify and Apple Music or wherever you're listening to the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And I will be back in a couple weeks for another holiday episode with a special guest feature. So be looking out for that. In the meantime, in between time, drink your water, mind your business, and stay woke, y'all. Peace.